DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The aftermath continues in the London tragedy.
And I'm angry and furious that these three men are seeking to justify their actions by using the faith that I belong to justify their actions.
Sadiq Khan is the mayor of London, himself a Muslim, as he condemns the terrorists.
The ideology they follow is perverse, it is poisonous, and it has no place in Islam.
Sadiq, as London continues to investigate the aftermath of the weekend terror that killed seven and wounded more than 50 others, the Islamic State is claiming responsibility. Pedestrians on the London Bridge were run over by a van, and then three men got out, stabbed people in a nearby market. Police killed the attackers. Prime Minister Theresa May.
The UK has led the world in developing a strategy for preventing violent extremism, and it has been highly successful. And we are leading international efforts to take on and defeat the ideology of Islamist extremism around the world. But as the threat evolves, our response must do so too. We cannot go on as we are. Enough is enough.
U.S. President Donald Trump said today he wants a quick Supreme Court ruling to reinstate his ban on travel to the United States from six majority Muslim countries where terrorist attacks have occurred. In a string of comments on his Twitter account, Trump attacked his own Justice Department for submitting a watered-down, politically correct version of the ban to the Supreme Court review that would affect travel from several Muslim majority countries. He said the agency should have stayed with an appeal of an earlier ban that also included Iraq. This is VOA News. And now there are six: Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and Maldives cut diplomatic ties today with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. Qatar's foreign affairs ministry said the measures are unjustified and are based on unfounded allegations. The country said they would withdraw their diplomatic staff from gas-rich Qatar and cut air and sea traffic to the country. Reporters in Sydney, Australia today asked U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson for his read on the move by the six nations.
I do not expect that this will have any significant impact, if any impact at all, on the unified fight against terrorism in the region or globally. All of those parties you mentioned have been quite unified in the fight against terrorism and the fight against Daesh, ISIS, and have expressed that most recently in the summit in Riyadh.